The left didn't know it all. He's such a teacher pet sometimes.
I know, man. He's such a nerd. He always studies hard and for quizzes and makes us all look bad.
But he sure looks funny with his glasses. Have you heard him speak? His lisp is hilarious.
Hey, Abid. I'm late for the show today.
Hey, welcome home, guys. Oh, I'm just wearing a pump from home, Hussein. Inshallah, I'm going to say it to Hussein yesterday.
Really, bro? Your pumps are always very amazing. Can't wait to hear them.
You know who could write a better pump? Abdullah. Habib, we were just talking about Abdullah. He's so annoying, yo, don't you think?
Habib, remember that one time Abdullah didn't let you copy the assignment? And because of that, you got a zero? You should tell your friends what a clown Abdullah is. Don't forget to mention his funny glasses and the ass he talks with.
No, Habib, stop. This is riba that you want you to do. Abdullah is your brother in Islam, and you shouldn't talk behind his back. You're about to recite a poem for Imam Hussein. What would Imam Hussein think if you recite the poem with the same dirty mouth that you did backbiting your brother with? You should tell your friends what Islam really says about backbiting and make your mom happy.
What? Habib, don't listen to him. His son teaches you to be cheerful and have good heart with your friends. It's okay to make fun of him. Just go ahead and he won't mind.
Wait, Habib. He's mixing truth with false, so don't listen to him. Islam wants you to be cheerful, but that doesn't mean that you can backbite your brother. Backbiting is a major sin in Islam. Don't you want to recite a poem from Imam Hussein? Would Imam Hussein really want to listen to a poem by someone who commits a major sin of backbiting? I didn't think so. Now tell your friends what Islam really says about backbiting.
And I've worked so hard on it. I want the mom to look at me, and I want him to smile. I want him to be happy. How do you expect this to happen if I backbite with you? It'll make my breath black. No matter how beautiful my words are, if my breath smells bad, you will not care to listen. No, I'd rather keep my mouth sweet and my breath fresh.
You're right, Habib. I'm very sorry to have been talking about Abdullah like this. Thank you for being strong and telling us about this community.
Yes, have an understanding. Tomorrow, when you reach school, why don't we go up to the and apologize? Why don't we find some chocolates?
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the time, Habib. It's nearly time for the program after Senia. Let's all go together.
Excellent. Let me just grab my phone.
Saying
Teach them a lesson, Habib. Teach them a lesson. Wait, Habib. What's the use of writing a poem for Imam Hussein if Allah and Imam Hussein don't accept it? Just because you write poems for Imam Hussein doesn't mean that you're better than others. And especially, it doesn't mean that if you become proud. Do you really think Imam Hussein will want to hear your poem after you've beaten up your brother in Islam? Do you really think your mother will be accepted after you've used the same hands to beat up your Shia brother? I don't think so. Allah likes those who forgive, and that's what our Imams have taught us. Forgive the mistakes of your brother, and Allah will forgive your mistakes. No, Habib, be the man. Be a man. A real man can control his anger. Control your anger, Habib.
We're going through the same yet. Remember the struggles Imam Hussein went through. I wrote these same hands to write my poem. I'm going to use these same hands to do matam. I will not let Shaitan blacken them, and I won't let him take away their light by participating in haram fights over these silly little arguments. You guys might be happy using your dirty black hands to do matam, but me and my friends want to meet our master in the clean estate. So have a good day, brothers. Remember to guide you. Khuda Hafiz.
Habib, please forgive us for making fun of you guys. I never thought of Matam like this. Please forgive us.
Yes, guys, we are very sorry for all the trouble that we've given you. Please forgive us.
Yes, please forgive us.
Alhamdulillah, forgive you guys. And why don't we all send it together?
Yeah.